along the way of Leadbelly's story, there was a gentleman that stepped in by the name of John Lomax, who was arguably, I'd say, probably the nation's most famous, most impactful ethnomusicologist. Maybe his son might outshine him just a little. His son's name was Alan Lomax. But Alan Lomax learned from his dad, John. And John was a professor at University of Texas, Austin. And he had the idea eventually to take a huge 500-pound recording device and travel around the South and collect what were about to be songs and folk tales that were going to be, they were about to be lost forever. And so this is how Leadbelly and Lomax met. Lomax was traveling around the South. He's going from prison to prison to prison, asking prisoners to give forth their song so he could catch it on this recording device. And when he went to Angola, he met Leadbelly. And so there's some poems from the perspective of John Lomax. So I'll read two of those. Ethnographer John Lomax speaks of his vocation. This country needs a Columbus like me. I have sighted a dark territory to map, mount, and measure. Its fat, prickly fruit weighed for value and veracity. I stake my claim on the breath of each black willing to open his mouth and spit out southern legend's soiled roots. I will blue the pale ears of Ivy League lecture halls with secrets snatched from between Negro jaw. They seek the primitive man's oracle. Covet my careful codification of these ethereal chants born from strife. The way I pin it down in black on white page and bid it dance. The pharaoh language of a folk bent and broken as the notes grinding up through marrow and memory.